Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Our topic today is 100% Abundance Alignment, Magnetize Your Intentions from the Inside Out. Now, our special guest speaker is someone you have already heard before. Robin Friedman was here with us last year towards the end. And I am so excited because, you know, it's rarely that we are able to offer a program on abundance with results such as this one. They are absolutely amazing. And, you know, that's one of the things that FHTJ really strives to do, especially when it comes to abundance, because there's so much stuff out there, you know, clear your blocks and magnetize abundance. All of that sounds great, but what about results? That's what we are really focused on, as you guys know, especially when it comes to abundance. So what we have for you guys, this is so cool because not only did Robin get amazing results for her clients, these are people from FHTJ that joined her, but also we now have like kind of like a controlled study group going on with results that we can talk about. So first of all, here are some of the results. By the way, this was not just for abundance as in money, but it was also a program that helped you to achieve your intention, whatever your goal is. So some people got abundance type of results, and some people got results that they focused on as a goal. For example, one person said they released weight immediately and sugar cravings were gone. So then there are, let me find you guys, some abundance results. One person, Roxy, said she received three offers, job offers, in the first week. Another person, Jackie, said, I received $13,000 unexpectedly. And Summer said, I have experienced an influx of abundant energy since the beginning of your course. Diana said, this was so easy, getting great deals and feeling in the flow. That is beautiful. Another person, Jackie, said that her son, who needed certain assessments that they were going to need to pay for, she said, I have noticed that because I'm happy, light, and free as money flows to me, all of my life is flowing with ease and grace. I have no fears or worries. I feel guided and supported. And the gratitude just flies forth. I thank you for this. And assessments for my son that were needed dropped from several thousand euros to just a few hundred. Another person said, I am more aligned with abundance. So there's just a ton of these that are listed on the page. If you want to check it out, it's orderjoynow.com/Robin21. And then there you will find another really cool thing going on, which is the results that Robin was following very closely. She was recording everybody's results, and she has placed those in a chart for us, which I'm going to quickly read these. You can read them in detail. And I just absolutely love this because this is like proof. You can see what was going on with these people. Now, this is, let me just get you, the percentage of improvement in abundance and intention. So you guys can actually see that, let me find out how I had these notes written. So here we go. Overall, how much did people who took the course increase in their intention alignment? The answer is average percentage was better by 36%. Overall, how much did people who took the course increase their abundance rating? The answer is 42%. Overall, how much did people who took the course decrease their lack rating? The answer is 77%. So these are numbers that she was measuring, and she got those from the group, this is, these are the answers. That is incredible, really, because if you think about it, if you have even a 5% increase in your abundance or in your intention alignment, the results can be quite dramatic. So to see in the 40s and 36% in the intention alignment and 42% in the abundance rating, and then decrease in the lack rating, which is also very powerful, was 77%. And what was the difference between people who had a private session and who didn't? So we're going to compare that. Abundance alignment with a session was 46%. So that's why the average was 36, because people without a session had 28%. People with a session had 46%. Intention alignment with a session was 42%. Without a session was 23%. So that's why the overall average was 42%. And then lack in decrease, decrease in lack with a session was 85%. Without a session was 64%. So that's why we have an average of 77. That is really, really phenomenal. And you guys are going to find out some more. We're going to talk about some more really exciting stuff. Plus, remember, Robin is going to take calls, one-on-ones. And she's going to be able to tell you, first we're going to do some one-on-ones. This will be a lot of fun. We'll find out what your alignment, abundance alignment score is. And then we're going to find out, for those of you that have an intention or a goal, then we'll do some one-on-one for that. And we'll find out how aligned are you with your intention. So that will also happen during the call. You're going to find out unconscious beliefs that are operating in your subconscious and how are they blocking you, why are they important. So we'll talk about all of this fun stuff during our call today. Please know I am going to lower all hands right now. And when I announce, then you can raise your hands and I'll tell you which group we're going to do first. So we're going to allow people to join in because usually people take some time. And I will then announce at that time, and you can raise your hands at that time. All right, so short bio about Robin. Even if you have heard her call before, you're really going to benefit from being here today because you might have missed something last time. Plus, we're going to talk to Robin about what if somebody did take this phenomenal course last year. Is it beneficial to you? You will be really surprised when you hear this answer. Is it beneficial to take it again? So Robin Friedman is an integrative energy practitioner whose passion is helping consciously awakening people rise above baffling blocks and live their fullest, most authentic lives. When you clear energetic blocks and align vibrationally to the goals you have chosen, results happen with ease and grace. She has a background in hypnotherapy, emotion and body code, EFT, matrix imprinting, Simply Healed, Eden Energy Medicine, Reconnective Healing Reiki, Pranic Healing, and many others. Robin loves using all these tools and more to help people find their own authentic power. She has taught classes locally in Portland and year-long classes internationally via Zoom for years and started and has run an energy tool study group meetup, which now has over 1,600 members. Before COVID, Robin was scheduled to do a rotation in the body-mind department at a functional medicine hospital specializing in challenges such as cancer and Lyme disease. She has a bustling private international practice and also regular client referrals from naturopaths, chiropractors, and counselors. So welcome, dear Robin. It's wonderful to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thank you. So much fun.
I know. So what about these crazy results from the 2020 class? When was this exactly? November of 2020.
Right. And it was so fun. It's the first time I've ever done something like this. But I thought, wow, here's a group of people. We have a start date. We have an end date. And I have numbers. And so I got somebody that I know that knows about numbers. And I said, can you help me figure this out? So I really like it. I mean, I love what really matters is when people write in things and say, you know, this happened and that happened, but it's kind of a nice way to quantify it. And I agree, it was more than I expected. Because like you said, a little shift, like sometimes even if you just make a little shift, I always say it's going to make a big difference in our life, right? And
yeah, and
so that's also good to not be too disappointed if we're very low. It's like if our rating is low on something, that's just because it's what we're working on now, right? Mm-hmm. If it was high, we wouldn't be working on it.
Yeah, that's very true. Very, very true. So I want to ask you some background questions for those that may not have heard our first call before. So let's go back and cover some of the foundational stuff. Number one, how do we know if we have a subconscious resistance to getting what we want? Even when we want it so badly, which is like an intention, how do we know we have a subconscious resistance to that?
Well, I think if we want something quite strongly and it happens, and we move forward towards it kind of with ease, like things are just unfolding, it's kind of like a natural thing. It's like a child growing up. They just grow. But if there's something that we want and it's almost baffling, right? That's what I get. Like, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this and I just don't understand why it's not happening, that's the subconscious and that's the energy body. That's trapped emotions, usually, in my experience. You know, it's we're working against ourselves, and that's what happens to most of us. I think we want something. If we're only 30% aligned with it, then we're literally working against ourselves. We'll go forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, and we feel it, right? That's the stuck feeling. So if we're stuck in any area, then there's some subconscious resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes
opportunity
sense. Absolutely. Opportunity
for growth, absolutely.
Yeah. So, how, you know, you got these amazing results and people are reporting, I mean, I myself experienced really, really amazing results. I think you worked on beauty for me, right? When I talked about it and you fixed my alignment with beauty. Is that correct? Is that what I worked on with you?
I should remember, but
you don't
I don't.
Remember?
I'm sorry.
yeah, I remember because I had laughed about it. Like I said, I'm so vain. I want to be beautiful. I'm not feeling beautiful because I had gained weight.
Oh, yeah.
And then then you told me, no, you said it's beautiful to want beauty. And so you sent me a very sweet message, but you worked on me before that. And I promise you that issue vanished because I did lose some weight immediately. That did happen. But that extreme self-judgment and self-criticism that I was doing to myself, that immediately vanished. So I have to tell you, I wish I could share a picture with you. I'll send it to you later. But I had lost released maybe 4 pounds, which was like within a week of your clearing, I released 4 pounds. But when I went to see my cousin had her daughter had a baby, so I went to see the baby, and I was holding the baby, and they took pictures, and those got circulated around in the family, and they said, how can Irem be holding this new baby? This is like an old picture. She looks so young. This is not her holding the baby. This doesn't make sense. So it was so much fun. Everybody was confused, and I did look so young. I was surprised. I'm like, what just happened? That is so cool. So it wasn't like the weight loss was humongous. It was only 4 pounds. But somehow I looked so much younger that people were like, she looks at least 10 years younger. What did she do? So that was really fun and fantastic. I forgot to update you on that, but that was just so cool. So what I wanted to ask
And if I remember correctly, that was like something from almost like teenagehood or something, right? So something that happens to us long ago, we go in, we kind of pull that out, and it affects now. It affects our cells. It affects our radiation. It affects our light.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So how come your results are so powerful? Because abundance work is not that easy. You know, I've seen a lot of healers, and some get fantastic results, but they're few and far, you know, in between. So how is your work so powerful? How is it different?
Well, there's a few key factors, and one is tuning in to each person's unique, specific subconscious and energy field, because you know, we're complex. We're super complex. We've lived a long time. We have a lot of family stuff. We have a lot of ancestral stuff. So in the class, we're going to go through a lot of the basics. We're going to clear, you know, I'm not good enough. You know, I'm not good enough. There's not enough. We're going to look at our family's history. Like if your parents were always saying, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, then that's active in us. You know, you have to work hard. That's active in us unless we don't clear it out. So there's some good general things, very, very good. And I'm also going to give a lot of tools, like chock full, like three ways to clear beliefs, because this is really my greatest happiness is, you know, like really empowering people to do this for themselves. So if you can change a belief on your own, how powerful is that? Because you see it all of a sudden, you go, oh, I don't think I deserve to be happy. Like, wow, right? All of a sudden you see it. If you have three different tools, because sometimes if you just get one, you go, oh, that didn't work for me. If you have a three, one of them will work. And so it's like, you know, picking up your responsibility, picking up your responsibility. So a lot of tools. So tools for beliefs, tools to clear emotions. These are the big things, the emotions, the beliefs, and then the family and the ancestral stuff. And then the other thing is with the subconscious, teaching you three tools, again, of how to get your own answers. It's like my son went to Mexico and was driving through the desert in the summer, and the air conditioner broke. And that's like really almost like a life and death matter, right? You have to have air conditioning in the desert. And he was just like, okay, it's whatever, $3,000, right? I need a new air conditioner, whatever, it's fine. He goes into this, they're in a little out-of-the-way town. He goes in, and this is a 2010 Honda CR-V. The mechanic knew exactly about Honda 2010 CR-Vs, and that sometimes this little tiny coupling around one of the pipes would break. And he had those on hand, and it cost him $10 instead of $3,000. And he said, you know, anywhere else, they would have just said, you need a new air conditioner, and he would have gladly paid it, right? And I think that's like energy work. So we go, okay, I'm going to do my affirmations. I'm going to take this supplement. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. We do the $3,000 package because we don't maybe know what that one little thing is, where if you just go tweak, okay, it's done. So
love it.
I would say that's my intention, is to be able to help you find that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we do need a new air conditioner, right? It's not always one little simple fix. Mm-hmm.
But I love it that when you are aligned with your intentions, even if you do end up buying a new air conditioner, it's all going to fall into place in the big picture. So it's important to have clarity. You know, it's important to have those the hidden blocks or the resistances, all those energetic stop signs need to be removed so that we can move kind of like flow through life with ease and grace. So I also wanted to ask you don't really use the terms interchangeably. You actually differentiate between goal and intention. So tell us a little bit about that, please.
Well, I think that often we say we have a goal, right? Like, okay, my goal is to lose or, release 50 pounds, or my goal is to, make this much money this year. And it's a good word. I like the word goal, but it's a little bit outside of ourselves, right? It's like you're putting a placeholder. You're saying, I want this. And it's outside, and it's a little bit with the mind, which I love the mind. The mind is super important. But if you say, my intention is, you drop down into your heart, it's coming from you. You're still putting your marker out there. I intend to. So it's, to me, it's more heart-centered, it's more will, it just feels more internal, and it's almost like it's already making it a part of you, right? It doesn't feel so separate. A goal feels a little bit separate. An intention is coming from your heart, and almost, really kind of making a declaration.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. I'm reading the webcast, and there's a great question. This is from Karen from Los Angeles. She's saying, my issue is that every time I manifest abundance, I suddenly have things happen that cost me more than the original amount I manifested. Please help me figure out why. Now, this is a great question, Robin, because you probably see that happening often, right? Even if somebody is able to manifest, it doesn't stick. It doesn't stay. And they end up losing more
Exactly.
sometimes.
Exactly. So that is the power of the subconscious. So like almost like look how powerful that is and acknowledge it, because if what about if you could get that working for you instead of against you? If this happens all the time, anytime someone says, this has happened before, in my mind, ding, 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 here's a pattern, here's a program. How did that get in there? What does that program say? It's not safe. It's not safe. Safety is key for our survival. So, and then you go, why wouldn't it be safe? Why wouldn't it be safe? Well, who knows? Maybe you were 2 years old and somebody got really wealthy and then died, or maybe your parents talked about those terrible, greedy rich people. And so even though consciously now you don't think about it, your greater soul or spirit might be saying, I don't want to be a greedy person. I want to be, a light bearer and a bringer of truth. So see, there's that resistance. There's I want it, but something stronger. So because she's already manifesting it, she's got both. She's got the dance.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. So I want to start doing some of these abundance scores, because a lot of people are asking similar questions, like I feel like I'm right there, but I can never get over the hump. These are all signs of what Robin is talking about. So what we're going to do is I'm going to lower everybody's hands again. And what we're going to do now is for those of you that are interested in finding out what their abundance score is, and I think Robin is going to do a quick clearing. It's not going to be an in-depth clearing, just a quick clearing. She will do it on the one-on-one, right? Correct, Robin?
Yes.
You can do a quick clearing? Okay, cool. And
Yes,
just remember, even a 5% increase can really manifest some amazing stuff. Because I remember when you worked on me, Robin, with the intention alignment, it was not a huge increase, but it manifested immediately. So it was really cool. And so what you have to do, guys, let me just quickly announce this, that you have to be on the phone and then press star 2, and that will place you in the queue, and then we'll start taking callers from the queue. Go ahead, Robin. You were going
okay.
to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say something to all the people who are saying, I feel like I'm right there, and there's something here, and it's keep going. Keep going, because we never know. Sometimes it feels like it's almost like a combination lock that has like 17 things, and you just need the last key to turn it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And often when I work with people one-on-one and they say that, it's like so easy because everything's already been loosened up, and it just kind of falls away. So just keep going. You never know what that, you know, like follow your intuition and keep going, because if you feel that you're right there, you probably are. You just need that little jump over the hump. So I just want to encourage
jump
everybody
over the
that,
hump.
Yeah, that
Beautiful.
Everything you do matters. Everything you do helps. And what you do matters. So everything you've been doing matters, because I think people on your calls, Aram, do a lot of energy work. And actually, I think that's probably why these numbers were so good, is because everybody's already done a lot of work. There's a lot loosened up and ready to shift.
Beautiful. I love that. So we're going to start taking callers. Gretchen, are you there? I'm going to need your help, honey. My Wi-Fi is stuck today. Gretchen?
Is on, but let me message her so she knows that I'm
here
calling for her. Oh, you're here. Okay, cool.
So we're going to pick between 1 and 30. Robin, if you give us a number, Gretchen will unmute that person.
Number 10.
Okay, number 10. Your first three digits are 310. 310.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe
What's
I made
name?
It. Okay, my name is Tamika.
You did.
And yes, I've been trying since 2012 to release my money blocks, and it seems like things have just gotten worse. So I wanted to know what the problem is.
Did you say Tamika?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do an abundance rating, and then we'll clear one thing. So for Tamika's highest and best good, 0 to 100. So I get 66 right now, 66. So two-thirds of you. And so also I didn't really explain this abundance rating, but it's all of us. It's our internal programming. It's our thoughts. It's our generational stuff. So that means for Tamika, two-thirds is pulling towards it. And then the other third will either be stuck or lack. So lack pulls against, like literally actively pulling against. And then stuck energy is just kind of stuck. And this was, and on the, you know, the sheets, I'll give you a ratings for all of those. And so sometimes it's really interesting because the abundance might only be 20, but the stuck could be 80 and there's no lack.
Oh.
So that'll move pretty fast. It's when there's a lot of lack that it's like actively, like literally pulling against. So anyway, I just
okay.
wanted to explain that. Okay, for Tamika. So, Tamika, so for you, I see, let me see if we need to know more about this. Sometimes we have to know more, like ages, and sometimes we don't. So there's a layer of trapped emotions around the heart. I don't know if you've ever heard of this term, heart wall emotions. It's literally almost like a little wall blocking, and it's failure. And we don't need to know more about it. So let's just give that some compassion, and almost you can even kind of like sink down into your heart and even breathe into that and know, like, absolutely, let's, you know, we've all had some failure. And sometimes it stays there to protect our heart. And so you can just almost like breathe into it. And I'm kind of feeling it like disintegrate, dissipate, almost like it's cement, but as we're breathing into it, it's turning into just little dots. And we can just let it fall into the earth. It's safe to fall into the earth. It's safe to let go of this failure. It doesn't even feel like it's all yours, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
That was then, and this is now. I don't need to carry this with me. It's not helpful. It's not needed. It's kind of like, thank you, I love you, to this energy, and I am free to let that go. So did Tamika let go of that heart wall failure? Yes. Do we need to know anything more about it? No. Do we need to fill it with anything beautiful and positive? No, because I think you already are. It's kind of like in rushes in this beautiful power, positive energy from your heart. And so 0 to 100, let's just test. That's one simple little thing. We just want the truth, whether it's even 66.5, whatever it is, for Tamika's highest and best good. Abundance.
Oh, 77%. Great.
And
so
can't
much.
You see that you're welcome, like getting rid of failure. If failure, it's like a radio station, right? Failure,
right.
failure. Oh, I'm trying to be abundant. Failure is going out. Then you're gonna work harder against yourself. So like I'm even feeling like a little whisk broom, like just whisk that away. I have a feeling it's going to go up for you even after this, because
oh,
I can
great.
Still feel little cement particles in your aura. So just
beautiful.
Even like it, take a shower and let it go down the drain.
Okay, thanks. And you know, it's so ironic that you
love
said
it.
That, because I spent like 3 hours yesterday working on failure. And I felt like it wasn't all gone. But when you said that, I'm like, oh, my God, I was right. It wasn't all gone. I worked so hard.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
But you loosened
well, I'm
it.
So glad
you got
you
it
got
called up,
yeah.
And you got on.
Yeah, the first call.
Yes. Yes.
Right,
and let
you,
us
Carol.
Know when you start manifesting. You're so welcome, my dear.
Okay,
I can't wait
you.
To hear about your results. Okay.
I'll let you
all
know.
Right. So, okay, beautiful. Let's move on and let's pick another number, please. So, Gretchen, I still need your help, please.
23.
All right,
okay,
number
23. 23. Your first three digits are 509. 509, you are unmuted. All right, let's take another caller. The next one
25?
Is 717. 717, you're unmuted.
Hello, hi, thank you for having me.
Sure, what's
you're
your
welcome.
Name?
I'm Barb.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
All righty. So, abundance?
Yes.
Were you going to say something else?
Oh, no, that's what I'm anxious about, my abundance.
Okay, for Barb's highest and best good.
Oh. 32%.
It's higher than mine when I started, so don't worry.
Oh.
Anything's possible. Things can go up to 100. It's just what it is, right? We have a lot of other people's programming. All right, so for Barb, for your highest and best good, what's the most powerful thing that we could clear today?
Okay. So this is unworthiness. And it's not just like a little ball of unworthiness. It's a ringing, it's like a resonance, it's a vibration, it's a pattern going out, kind of like rippling water. Do we need to know more about this? We do. This isn't yours. This is inherited.
Oh.
Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? See, it's not your fault.
Can I get rid of it then?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh.
Just seeing how much. But sometimes it's almost like sometimes we need to know more so that we can. It's almost like a magnet's going in and picking up the right specific piece, right? So if we just, probably you do have your own resonance of unworthiness because you were born with it, but this is like your system is saying, no, let's go back to the root. We're going to pull out the taproot. If we just cleared yours and you still had it like from inherited, then it wouldn't be as powerful. So do we need to know more? We actually do. It's on your father's side, but it's not his. Okay, so it's your father's mother's father. Do we need to know more? No. Okay, so just again, sink down into your heart. And this I'm almost seeing like, oh, you know how you see like that RKO, like beep, 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 beep.
Good.
These
yeah.
waves going out. Mm-hmm. So we're honoring our ancestors and we're just unplugging that. We're just unplugging that resonance of unworthy. This is not mine. It's not needed. It's not helpful. It's not true. No one is unworthy. I'm not unworthy. Children aren't unworthy. Animals aren't unworthy. If I look at my neighbor, they're not unworthy. I'm sorry that my ancestors felt this. And I am literally disconnecting and with a little bit of will. So even if you could imagine like flinging this away. So we're not just turning it off. We're like either send it down into the earth or up into outer space with some oomph.
Okay, I imagine
so
unplugging
leaves.
The cord from the outlet and just
right.
throwing it.
Yeah, and it needs to get out of your energy bubble. So it either needs to go down into the earth or up to spirit. It needs to be totally gone forever.
Okay.
And sometimes I think that is what happens. We're going to learn this in the first week. It's like we get rid of things, but then it's still like laying on the floor. So in our energy atmosphere. So we literally want it gone forever. Yes. Do we need to do anything more with this? No. Like usually, would we need to put in worthiness? I would think, my mind would think yes, but it's like, nope, she knows it. We just needed to get rid of that interference, literally. So for Barb's highest and best good, 0 to 100, whatever it is, we just want the truth.
Oh, we doubled.
Doubled. And that's a great example. That's one thing. You were born with it. And
yeah,
if you
I'm
have
smiling
children,
up a storm.
Yeah, yeah, yay you. I'm happy for you, Barb.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. That is beautiful. So I want to do, now
and that's
I'm going
to rare.
Lower all
that's
hands.
Rare to go that big. I just have to say
oh,
for everybody,
that's so cool.
That's rare to have that huge of a thing with one thing. But yay, I'm happy
yeah.
for her that it is.
That is awesome. That is very exciting. We're going to now take callers for intention alignment. So this is also very cool because this doesn't have to be about abundance. This is about intention. So if you've got a goal, something that you've been wanting to achieve, a health goal, whatever it is, whatever your intention is, and you would like to find out what is your alignment with that. And this is also super cool because a lot of times we want something so badly, we've been intending it, we've been visualizing, we've been doing affirmations, we've been doing all kinds of things, and yet it is not happening because our intention is actually not in alignment. We don't have the proper alignment energetically, so that's why it happens. So please raise your hand, and you can do that by pressing star 2 now, and then Gretchen will unmute one of you guys, and I can't see how many people raised their hands, Gretchen, if you can check, and then we'll have Robin pick a number for us.
All right. If you want to pick, Robin, between 1 and 25.
21.
21. Okay. Your first three digits are 720. 720, you are unmuted.
Is that me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello.
Who is this?
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Hi. Hi. Who is
it? My name is Yvette, and I'm losing my voice. Hi.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for
picking
me. That's
a good thing, right?
Yes.
You're so excited you're losing your voice. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So what's your intention, dear? What is it that you've been wanting to manifest?
Financial freedom. So I've been hit and miss with bonuses at work, and they just keep changing the bar with what the requirements are. Now I've been switched to another department, and there's just a lot of tension and favoritism going on, and it's just frustrating. And I think it's getting to me physically, which is why I'm getting sick.
Okay. So, thank you for sharing that, and I'm super happy you're here. It just feels so right. So I do want to just say a couple things about writing intention, because this will help everybody. You know, I'm only going to talk to a couple people, but this will help everyone. It's super powerful. So because it'll help, it's almost like you have to know programming to program a computer, right? So you have to know how to write your intention to get what you want. Because if we say financial freedom, or we say an increase in abundance, like you could find a dime on the floor. Oh, okay, you got it. You got what you asked for. That's not what you want. So
no.
the way to do it is to take your pain points and turn them around. So it sounds to me like you want something like happy, thrilling work, right? Because right now you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or happy, thrilling work, good bonuses, good departments, something like that.
Yes, that would be good.
And then you don't have to say it out loud, but have a specific amount that you want. You know, you can definitely, like, claim it, and also the fact that you don't want to work, like, 100 hours a week. You know, you want to have healthy balance in your life. You want to work with people you like. You want to make this much money, working this many hours a week, and have all other parts of your life balanced and healthy, because that's true abundance. Like, what if you made $200,000 a year, if that was your goal, but you were sick and miserable and working with people you didn't like, right? So write out everybody and in one statement all the pieces that you want. And when you get it clear, that is what putting the direction in the GPS is. Happy, healthy, abundant work. We'll use that for now for Yvette. With people I like, making enough money, and healthy body. We'll put it all in there. Healthy body. Okay, so just take a deep breath. Pray that's highest and good. And it doesn't mean that, so like when our alignment is, so if it was writing a book and your alignment was 21%, it would be hard to write the book. If your alignment is 97%, it doesn't mean the book is written. So even if your alignment is up at 95, it doesn't mean you already have this. It means it'll be easy and natural and flowing to get into it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's alignment with this intention. So 46%. So there's something, you know, definitely working against you. So let's ask what this is.
Yeah, that bullies at work, and with the new department, I was supposed to get these specific skill sets to get the volume of calls. And I kept saying, you know, and the supervisor was there, and I'm like, why am I not getting the call? She goes, oh, it's slow. She goes, oh, there you got a call. And then about half an hour later, she goes, oh, you're missing a bunch of skill sets and LOL. And she's the one that set up my skill set. So it just really made me so upset that she's trying to sabotage me.
Okay, so here's the program. Literally, so just think about your system is like a program. I mean, a computer, these beliefs are programs. The program is I'm not good enough. So, and she just said, I was writing that down as you said, your skill set isn't good enough or whatever, however you said it. You don't have, so basically she's saying you're not good enough, right?
Well, she didn't have a choice. Going into the new department, we're supposed to get specific skill sets with this new department.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have a choice. That's management above her decision. And she's the one that failed to put all the skill sets. So I get the volume of calls to be able to meet my production. And she did not put all the skill sets in there.
Let me stop you for a second, because how it's manifesting is irrelevant even. As long as you have the program running in your energy field, it's going to keep manifesting. If it's not this woman, it'll be somebody else. So that's what Robin, I believe, is trying to tell you, that we need to change the program in your energy field so that people stop picking up on that. So let's do that.
All right. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So you can even just imagine that I'm not good enough. However, you can see that. I'm clearing it, but I like people to join in and maybe see it on a computer screen as the title on a folder. And you just go, oh, my gosh, here's this bug. It's been infecting my computer. And does it matter where it came from? Let's ask. I forgot to ask that for Yvette. Does it matter where it came from? No. So maybe it's from, you know, you didn't get picked up in your crib. Maybe it's whatever. It doesn't matter. So just drag that to the trash with gusto. Hit delete. You know that little sound?
There
and then
go and
empty the trash. And they say, are you sure you want to do this? This will be never gotten again. And you're like, yes, absolutely. Delete that trash. It is trash. I'm not good enough. That is so untrue. Is that gone? That's gone. Do we need something else? We do need something else. So just take, I'm more than good enough. Take that and make a huge file folder. I'm saying that like the whole size of the computer screen. And just make it big and colorful and dancing. And we're also going to zip this into each of your chakras. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. Breathe it in. Let it go into your pores. Let it go into your cells. Let it go into your throat. The throat's really important for you. I am good enough. You never have to say it. You just have to beam it. Beam it. That's a good way. Beam it. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. The truth is I am good enough down from my feet also to ground down. So this is almost like a fountain of I am good enough coming up and in you and out the top of your head and splashing over and just washing away all that stuff. No matter what else anybody says about you, I am good enough. And I would play with that. I would just delight in it and welcome it, imbue it. Okay, did we clear I'm not good enough? Yes. For Yvette, I'm not good enough. Not true. Great. And so 0 to 100, how aligned am I to have happy, healthy work, good people, good departments, healthy body, much stronger? Wow, another biggie, big jump, right? Because if we're putting out, I'm not good enough, then people have to, they have to subconsciously, or life does, respond to that. So you can even just not say a word, but in your mind, just walk through the office and go, I'm fabulous. I'm wonderful. I'm magic. Like, you wouldn't say that out loud, right? They'd think you were crazy, but energetically, you can beam it out. I'm confident. I'm good. I deserve good things. I would just like be a silent radio station, just beaming those things as you walk through the office. Things will change. It might take a little while, but I think I could like guarantee that things will change if you just beam out those kind of good thoughts.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I missed the where the score is now.
76.
76. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvette.
Good
luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Elizabeth. And
you're
thank
so
you,
welcome,
for
my dear. You're so welcome. Beautiful job. Well, we're going to do more. We took a little bit longer on these one-on-one clearings. I want to do some more, but there are questions from people that have taken, they did the program already in November, and they're wondering if it's beneficial for them to do it again. What do you think, Robin?
Well, I think you ask yourself that and use the tools that you learned in week one to get your own answer. 0 to 10, how good would this be for me to do this again?
Mm-hmm.
You have the tools. Are you using them? Do you feel like that flow is flowing, right? So we've got the four classes. There's a ton of tools. I think everybody will, if anything, some people go, oh my gosh, there's so many. But it's a buffet. You don't have to eat the whole meal. You eat the things mm-hmm. that appeal to you. And we have a lot of very knowledgeable people who are like, oh, wow, this is, you know, I already knew most of this, but this is interesting. This is interesting. And then we have total newbies. So you have those recordings. So you could even take a look at them and say, you know, do I get this? Is this part of my life? There are some new teachings. I'm so super excited. I love that mm-hmm. I'm always growing and learning a lot. I mean, I've taken, I can't tell you how many, three big trainings since then. So there are new teachings, but the basics are the same. So it's up to you if you want to, and almost maybe how quickly. Like, I think when you make an intention to do a program like this, new tools, there's new group processes every week, and then there's also the daily magnetization. Can I talk about that, Aram? I'll take that as a yes. So there's
I'm sorry,
a daily
I'm not
email.
Connected. I just
yeah,
got
it's like
connected.
Okay. So you're in the flow.
Did
right?
you answer
so
that
moment,
already?
Yeah, so this
okay.
You're in the
sorry,
flow, you get the
quiet.
Momentum built up. So I would say make your own decision, and if you want me to muscle test that for you, you have my email. We've already been in contact, just 0 to 10. I'd be happy to do that for you.
Beautiful.
Or do the hand scanning. Yeah, it's different for every person.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, and I don't know if you said this because I got disconnected, but you were talking about the fact that, you know, this works in layers. That a lot of times, maybe when you went through the first round and you might have even manifested some great results, and there's always more layers that you can work on and make it even smoother. So, and the best way is
a great point. Yeah. I didn't
right?
say that.
Yeah.
So thank you. That's perfect.
You're welcome.
There's always more.
Yeah.
We're always, all of us are always rising up in vibration.
Yeah. So what you guys can do is you can send your questions in if you've already bought the package and you would like Robin to test and see if it's going to be beneficial to you or not. But let's go ahead and take a look at this offer because it is being opened again. And Robin is ready to work with some more people and get them some fantastic results like the last group. So let's go to orderjoynow.com/Robin21. And I want to announce that, how many did we have? We have only 50 sessions at this early bird pricing that you see right now, okay? And we have more than half, almost half gone. And if you want to take advantage of this early bird pricing for a private session, then you want to get in now because after that, the price is going up by $100. So that right there is manifestation of abundance as well. And if you want to get in now, then you get a 50-minute session for this price. Afterwards, it's going to go up. All right. So, Robin, I'm going to let you explain what the package has. And if you can please go over the results one more time, because I talked about it in the beginning of the call, and actually more than half of the people joined a little later. So in case they missed it, if you can go over these the charts again. And for you guys that are listening, after you scroll down, there are tons of testimonials. Most of these are coming from either the beta group that Robin ran or the people that actually joined the November 2020 group. These are results from those people. And then if you scroll down, you'll see these the graph chart. And that's what I'm going to invite Robin to describe that first and then talk about the offer, please.
Okay. But I just do need to say that we decided that we're just going to do 50 sessions because I have a really big practice. And to add 50 already on top of my practice is a lot. So I don't want somebody to say, you said after these 50, it would go up 100. I don't want anybody disappointed. Right? That's how we left it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but I'm happy to take anybody in the, you know, we can go as big as we want. We can do hundreds in the class, and I will also answer people's questions, and I'm going to add some extra time in there. Even people can write in questions, and I'll record the answers if you can't come, so that everybody gets their question asked and answered. Okay, so the graphs. So basically, when you sign up, you are going to get three things, which I think is really cool. Like, I would have loved this. So number one, you're going to write your intention. Just, I'm going to like lay it out, like how you, what you want. And then you send me that intention. And then what you get back is you get, how aligned am I? Just like we did with Yvette. And then you also get a separate abundance rating. So the abundance is like how much of us is pulling towards abundance, how much is pulling towards lack, and how much is stuck in the middle. And then the third thing that you get, which we haven't talked about yet, is I think there's about 21 or 18 different beliefs. It's not safe to be abundant. I'm afraid to shine. I can't have love and money. The universe is happy to supply everything I need, right? Some like key beliefs. And for those beliefs, I started out just doing like yes and no, like I have this program or I don't have this program, but it's not really a yes and no, it's a rating. So then I started to do, like minus and then in the middle and plus, and even that wasn't enough. So now I have like five. So it's like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 would be totally true for you. You're strong, and 0 or the weakest one would be totally weak. And most of us are somewhere in the middle, but there's a big difference between, say, 80% I'm good enough and 20% I'm good enough. So you're going to get a very detailed list of those beliefs, which I think is actually one of the keys, which we didn't have a numerical system for. I didn't know how to do that. But if you see, oh, you know, I'm pretty good on all of these, except it's not safe to be abundant. That's like a gold mine of information right there, because you can, you know, journal about it. You can say, why wouldn't it be safe? Oh, well, my neighbor got rich and then he died. So, you know, when you were a little kid. So you might think, you know, if you get rich, you die. It's not logical. These programs aren't logical. So here's the graph. The graph that I could figure out how to do, because I have starting and ending. So then after the 4 classes, you send me a form and give me permission to test for you. I never test without people's permission. And so then I have that rating, the beginning rating and the ending rating. So the intention rating was, here's my goal. Everybody writes their personal goal. I want to write a book. I want love, whatever. And that increased for the average for the group. Where is that? 36% better. So that was the average for that. The abundance rating, so that was like what we did with Tamika and Barb. Tamika started at 66, went to 77 today. So that's like, what, one-tenth. So that was 10% better. And Barb today went from 32 to 66, so that's twice as good, right? So overall, the people averaging everybody in the class, 42%, their abundance rating increased 42%, not 42 points, but 42%. And the exciting thing to me was the lack rating. So that's literally how much is pulling towards lack, which I really like to get those out. Like definitely if we have a resonance of unworthiness or I'm not good enough, that or it's not safe to be abundant, or rich people are greedy. Any of those would literally be pulling us, not just stuck, but pulling us away from abundance. And that went down 77% overall. So that was exciting. And it did go, it was more with a personal session, but you don't have to do the personal session. You can still, you know, it went up great just from the classes. And also the daily, so we have a little, about a 3-minute process where you work with both money to get the money flow going in our mind, in our imagination, in our body, in our hands. It's like a journaling process. And also a positive thing to do with our mind to raise our vibration, because that's part of it too. Like if we have a beautiful intention, but then we're just miserable because everybody's sick and mean to us, then our energy during the day is going to kind of drop down. So I wanted to do a daily thing, so it wasn't just once a week for 4 weeks that we have high energy. Not that this is, I know, for you guys, it's not the only thing that has high energy, but for my offerings. So here's once a week, this really amazing thing, So I wanted a daily thing. So yes, okay, so every day we're also going to do this 3-minute thing. And then I heard, oh, and not only that, but we need something to do all day, every day. So that's going to be the mantra. So it will literally be a momentum. There's power and momentum of positivity, abundance, intention, and tools.
Awesome. Beautiful. So, guys, if you have any questions, please make sure you send them in the webcast. And like I said, we have about half of the packages left at the price that is listed right now for package B. And then after that, it's going to go up by $100. And remember, you have the bonus, which is the private 100% alignment Facebook group. And you'll have that as well, which is part of the package right now, whether it's A or B. So if you get A, you have all the items listed in package A, and then package A is your personal abundance alignment, your personal intention alignment, your personal beliefs assessment. Then you have the 4-group 100% magical intention sessions, harnessing the power of jealousy MP3, and then the daily 3-minute magnetization process. And then you have the bonus, which is 3 ways to muscle test, which is an e-book with video demonstrations. And then, of course, you have the limited time bonus of the 100% alignment Facebook group. And if you choose to buy package B, then you get a private session as well, which is about 50 minutes. And I missed that part. Robin, did you to go over the numbers, what the average difference was for people that got, you know, in their scores, the ones with the session and without?
Abundance. Raising with a session was 46%, without a session was 28%, about 20 for both of these. Intention alignment was 42 with, 23 without. Interesting. This is, and lack, the same thing, 85 with and 65 without. So that was just about. Yeah, that's really interesting. Pretty close to 20% across the board, which also I did try because I was very curious to see, because I know that it's not everybody's thing to have like a daily process or a daily email. Some people just want it done for them. So I was curious to see how much difference does it make when people literally do the daily magnetization, and I tried them separately. I did the money journaling, and I did the positive mantra, and no matter which way I tried it, it was 10% across the board, 10% more for the people who used it 4 or 5 times per week than the people who didn't. And to tell you the truth, I was a little surprised that it wasn't more than that. But again, I think it's almost more like the conscious mind. And I think that's what a lot of us have been doing for years and years, right? Like affirmations. And so that's why, yes, it's good to add on, but no, it's not the heart of it. The heart of it is going below the surface. These are surface activities, which are great. And they're also good training, but they take longer. Whereas like what we did today, like, you know, wow, 32 to 66, clearing one emotion. That's where the powerhouse is. And those are the tools I'm going to teach you in the 4 weeks so that you can do that for yourself.
Awesome.
Or share
okay.
with you. I'm going to share them with you.
Okay. Cool. Thank you for explaining that. Again, that offer is at orderjoynow.com/Robin21. Robin, we have many results here. I'm going to just read a few. And this is from Karen, who said, even with COVID, I'm so profitable that I've paid off all the debts, gave myself a raise, and I'm taking time off.
Another person said, I was approached with a dream job, which I accepted. Helen said, my abundance level went from 46% to 98%, and now I have more clients and I'm flooded with inspiration. All of these, by the way, were happening during the pandemic. Then we have another one who said, my career alignment went from 86 to 98. After this, I was offered a position with a $20,000 pay raise. Renee said, I have been laid off since 2018. 2 months after our sessions, I landed a new job. KDD said, my abundance level started at 27% and went up to 98%. I now have more than enough money to pay off all my debts. So there's just one after another. Stuff that seemed impossible before now is simply working. Another person said, I'm making now monthly what I used to make in a year, 3 years ago. That is just so cool. Which one is, I mean, there's so many amazing stories here, Robin, one after another. Is there one or two that are really, that really excite you?
Well, it's a little off what we're doing today, but what I really, really like is because I'm a bit of a skeptical myself. I'm a bit of a skeptic and I'm practical. I'm like a Midwestern farm girl. So even sometimes I go, is this stuff really real? You know, a part of my mind. So babies and dogs, I love it. I love when I do energy work. It's not in their mind, right? So one baby had never slept through the night without crying. Never. She was like 14 months, something like that, 14. And I did a little clearing. And similar to like what I just did. And she had some birth trauma. And she also had some things that she got from her mother, some emotions. Slept through the night ever since then. Like almost, haha, no pun intended, day and night difference, right? Never once had slept through the night and then slept through the night. So like even my mind can't argue with that. I can't always explain it, but like that's cool. And dogs who, you know, had surgery but were still limping, and then you do an energy session on them and they run. And it's not in their thought. Who knows if the parent, well, the parents must have believed it or they wouldn't have, you know, hired it. So I like, that's really, well, I love for babies and animals to be healthy anyway, but those are kind of fun. We're going to learn cord cutting in class one. So one time I was working with a woman and she was working on like job and abundance and relationship and all these other things. And so one of the things that came up in the personal session was, she had a cord on her back to her mother, an unhealthy cord. We have healthy and unhealthy. So we cut it, and at the end of the session, she said, my back doesn't hurt. And I said, oh, did your back hurt? It wasn't on the list. I always ask for people to bring, you know, like 3 to 5 things. She never mentioned her back, and she said, my back has hurt for 40 years. So, you know, a cord can be draining. It can drain energy away. Or the jealousy thing is pretty cool. Sometimes, like I've worked with some teenagers, and you know how it is. Well, not just for teenagers, but, oh, I see this boy and this and that, and they're just kind of like obsessed with it. And they're free of it. Like, that's just beautiful. And, oh, so speaking of teenagers, this one girl, she's just lovely. She just felt this guilt all the time. She's like, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I've never done anything wrong, but I go out and I feel like I've done something wrong. Turns out her aunt died when she was 2. And we don't know why, but somehow she got this trapped feeling of guilt. And that was also like a day and night difference. Like she just, afterwards she got, it's gone. It's just totally gone. Like I used to feel guilty and now I don't. So I love,
beautiful.
I love when awesome. People feel happier and like they're just more of themselves, right? We just want to be more of who we really are.
I love that too. I love that. And I just can't imagine how wonderful it must feel when you get these amazing testimonials back and people's lives are changing. They're happier. They're excited. They're finally able to do what they've always wanted to do. And that must be just so wonderful.
I always say, and it's your subconscious that did this.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You're the one.
It's their own system that
it's truly
brought it to
giving
their
the power back in their hands. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That is why it's so cool, and truly that is why I still do a lot of energy work. I mean, it's been years now, and I still do it because it's just so powerful. So, a couple of questions I want to address on the webcast. So I think these might be some new members. So in order to join Robin's course, what you have to do is go to the page that I announced earlier, or you can just press the special offer link, which is on the email that was sent to you. If you're listening on the webcast, it's there as well. Or you can just type in orderjoynow.com/Robin, R-O-B-I-N, and the number 21, Robin 21. That's where the offer is. And you can decide which one works better for you, package A or B. We're not taking any, you know, which package is best for me questions today, because obviously if you can get the session, if you can at all afford that, at right now it's at the early bird price, then that is going to be the best option for you, because the results speak clearly for themselves that people that did get the session had almost double their results doubled. However, if you can't, then don't hold yourself back, because people with package A still got phenomenal results. I mean, a 20, 30, 40% jump is huge. Even 5% jump can create some pretty impactful transformation and changes, but 35-40%, that is humongous, you know. So that's in package A, but if you can afford package B, try to get in on that, because that can be truly just you can double your results with that. Both packages can be life-changing though. Another, by the way, Tamika wrote in and she said, I can still feel the energy being released up through my head. Thank you so much, Robin. Yeah, you did tell Tamika that the numbers are going to still continue to improve. So no surprise there, Tamika, that the energy, you can still feel the energy moving. That is cool. I love that. So how do I raise my hand? All right. So again, you're not going to raise your hand to sign up for the package, dear. The raising of the hand is for getting a mini one-on-one session that we're doing, which is just, you know, 3 to 5 minutes max. But the packages are listed on orderjoynow.com/Robin21. And when you get to the page, you have to scroll down. And then you will be able to see where, so just scroll down past the testimonials, and you'll see as you're scrolling down, a yellow button is going to pop up that says order now. If you click that, then it will give you the option for package A or package B. And you can choose either one of them, and we take, you know, it'll show you, we take all the credit cards and PayPal. Okay, and you have Robin's money back guarantee here. So here's the thing. No refunds will be given after submission of your personal goals for assessment or after the first group call, whichever is first. Because a lot of work goes into that, so just know, please, that if you're going to be getting these packages, you can play with the MP3s, you can do the other stuff, but once Robin has started to do her work and she's submitting the assessment, after that you can't ask for a refund, which really there's no reason. If you're going to be seeing those great results anyway, you won't be asking for a refund. But
for those of you that just want to make sure, you still have that option as well. All right, so let me see. Okay, so we don't have any more questions on the webcast. We can do some more calls. So Gretchen, again, over to you. I'm going to need your help. And we'll just open it up for intention and abundance. It seems a lot of people, that even their intention is about abundance. So we'll just keep it open. If you have any other intention, that's fine. You can tell Robin, and she'll figure out your score. So Gretchen, I can't see the screen. You're going to have to guide us.
All righty. Robin, if you want to pick another number, I will unmute them.
Okay, so number 13. And let me just say two things while they're getting on. One is Tomiko up to 82. Yay, I tested when Aaron was reading that. So you are right. And it's so cool that you could feel that. And the second thing was, I think I say this, but after you send in your intention, it does take me a while because, right, I have to do 20 beliefs and all those testings and all the people. So just be patient. You probably won't get it back the same day. But my intention is to have everybody's before the start of the first class. Back to you. My intention is to have it read and back to you. And that starts next Wednesday. So not this Wednesday, but a week from Wednesday. And if you can't come live, because I've gotten a lot of calls about this, it's totally fine to do the recordings. The energy is still there. And actually, there's an activation that starts the minute you join the group, and it's going 6 months. I forgot to write this in the package, Aram. It's one of my new tools. 6 months, 24/7, 6 months abundance activation.
Awesome.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I know. Right. Should have said that, right? Oh, well. I like bonuses and surprises.
All right.
Okay, number
13. Your first three digits are 415. 415, you are unmuted. 415.
Hello.
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 Hi. I missed the readings before, so I'm not sure. Am I supposed to say the issues, or you
okay,
just do the reading?
What's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy. Okay. EYY or I?
Y. TRACY.
Okay. And so you can either do a reading for abundance or an intention, like if you want something specific, what would you like?
I think around home.
Okay.
I'm in temporary house, and I need a new home. And
okay, so in one sentence, let's put in a good program, plug it into your GPS that your car will start riding towards. So you don't want just a home. What do you want?
I want a wonderful home that's uplifting and nourishing and peaceful and that I resonate with. And ideally, I'd love to own my own home and land with the gardens and a beautiful environment. Peaceful and nourishing.
That is so beautiful. Like, can't you even just feel the energy of putting that out rather than, you know, I need a home and at a price I can easily afford, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? At a price I can easily afford and in a great neighborhood?
In the country. And in a wonderful community and place where I can easily have friends and kindred spirits.
Beautiful. Okay. So see, that's why, like, I think the whole picture is super important when you put your intention in, because if we say a good home, well, living in a crowded apartment in some ways is a good home. You're not homeless, right? So it's super important to write out what we want. Okay, for Tracy's highest and best good. And so this intention rating, alignment rating, so this takes into account in Tracy's conscious, in her subconscious, in her mental body, in her emotional body, in all parts of her. How aligned is she with this intention? Already 86%. So that's great. And you could even hear it in your voice. Like to me, when you said it, it was just like, oh, yeah, you should have that. Right? It just feels like that's it's resonant with you. It's not like a pipe dream. You feel pretty good. So let's see what's in the way of this. It's not emotional. It's a belief. So I get I'm not important. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think I have that subconsciously from childhood.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this thing you want is really beautiful and wonderful, and an important person would be, you know, worthy and deserving of that. So even though consciously, of course, I'm important, but it's, so let's just take that out and just dropping down into your heart and just acknowledging this. It almost feels like a little bit Buddhist, like when you do a meditation, like we're dropping down, we're seeing it, we're acknowledging it, we're detached. That's what it feels like. We're just kind of detaching. It's almost like we're unsnapping it all the way around, unsnapping it. This has no place in my life. With compassion, with detachment. There's a big sense of detachment. And we can just kind of let it float up and out. It's not true. It's not needed. It's not helpful. We don't need any flinging like somebody else needed flinging. We can just let this drift away. Does Tracy have, I'm not important? No. Does Tracy need something in place of it? You do. I am important. I am beautiful. I am worthy. Just kind of breathe that in. I am worthy. I am important. Every person is important. There's a beauty in importance. There's a beauty in the land. There's beauty in peace. It's important for all of us to be peaceful and to feel safe and to feel nourished. That's important for me. It's important for everybody on earth right now to feel safe, to have a beautiful home, to feel content. There's a real sense of rootedness, for you to feel rooted. I'm rooted in my own importance. I'm acknowledging my own importance and letting this blossom in my life. That feels good. Do we need to do more with that? No. Does Tracy have, I'm not important? No. All right, so then we'll just go and retest. For Tracy's highest and best good, how aligned is she with having a wonderful, uplifting, peaceful country home, the price she can easily afford with a great community?
Oh, that's great.
So just work on, there's still a little doubt on it's possible. So it's safe for you. You're worthy of it. There's a little doubt that it's possible. So I would just do your own inner work on that, you know, and that's probably a lot of what's left.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know where to be, and I've moved around a lot. And so that's a big issue, not really having a clear direction of where to be, and also the being able to afford. That those seem like the major thing.
Yeah, and to acknowledge the things. So even though I don't know where it is, I'm so glad that I find it easily. Right. So don't stuff down the fact that you don't know where it is. Even though I've moved around a lot, it's even more exciting to find my happy house, my happy home. Even though I've moved around a lot, I'm guided magnetically towards my happy home, something like that.
Okay. And if there's fear that comes up around that, that's not, I'm not trusting that, then how do I deal with that fear?
Mm-hmm. Even though I'm afraid, it's natural to be afraid. It's normal to be afraid. I'm just going to, I give the universe permission to surprise and delight me.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. So acknowledge what you're feeling and state what you want.
Okay. And the same with being able to afford it. And so it'd be like, even though I don't know how I can afford it, I'm open to being surprised and delighted. And
perfect. Look at that. You got it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you
Beautiful.
Very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. So let's move to the next caller, which I think will be our last caller for today. Let's take another question. Pick one more number, please, Robin, and Gretchen will unmute them.
Number three. Okay, number three, your first three digits are 510.
510. Oh, yes, that's me. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Gentry.
Can you say that again, please?
My name is Gentry.
Gentry, cool. Cool.
Gentry.
Cool.
Oh, thank you. So I have an intention of abundance. I'm taking my new work out into the world and launching a program. So I'm asking for a successful coaching business where I'm transforming hearts and minds with ease and fun while prosperity flows to me beyond my wildest dreams.
Beautiful. So I will test that for this, but
test
for
that
you,
for this,
I like
for you, I would like.
Do you want to mute something? There's some feedback. I would be more specific. Because
there's a lot of feedback. Yeah, there's a lot of feedback.
You have to mute your computer, Gentry, while you're on the phone.
All right. I think that fixed it.
Okay. Okay. Or you can even just mute her while I do this. So I will test it for this, but for you, I would say, what does that mean to have a successful coaching business? Like you might go, oh yeah, somebody thinks you're good, right? But you want to say this much money, this many clients, how much do I want to work a week? Where's my reach? Like it will help you blossom, to be more specific. Okay. So Gentry's intention as she said it, 0 to 100, we just want the truth. So we get 75%. And what's
cool.
The number one block we could clear for Gentry? Yeah, that's really good starting out. Okay, so this is an emotional layer around the heart of being taken for granted. So it's a vibration of being taken for granted. So either from your childhood, yes, from your childhood. And so it almost like sets up a pattern, right? So how can that will be interfering with you being, wow, seen, appreciated, loved, because no, I'm just supposed to be taken for granted. My what's the word, my instructions to the world are take me for granted, not totally, but this energy is operating, and I do see it affecting success. So do we need to know anything more about that? No. So let's just drop down into our heart, Gentry, and just like you would help your clients, coach them through this. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because it seems like what your gift is helping other people, not being taken for granted, right? Letting them shine and letting them blossom and letting them flourish. So it's almost like, and this happens to a lot of us. We need what we do. I certainly did. So let's just almost like bless and acknowledge and maybe even thank this taken for granted energy that has taught us so much. And it's almost like it did its job. So I'm kind of seeing it like almost like a thin metal door that's blocking your heart. So you got the message from it. You got lots of tools. You're going to be fabulous at helping other people like shine. So let's just take that and let it go. And it's super easy because you've done all this work. Yes. Does Gentry still have that taken for granted energy? No. Do we need to do more with that? Put something else in its place? Nope. Okay, for Gentry, how aligned is she into this beautiful attention now? Percent. So that was huge, huge. So congratulations, and thanks for doing all that good work in the world.
Can we unmute her, Gretchen? Oh, good. You're unmuted. All right,
you're
Gentry,
unmuted.
Great
All
job.
Right, Gentry, great job.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Powerful. You brought up some emotions, but you've transmuted it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah
it is powerful. That was super cool. Yeah, go ahead.
And wasn't it so interesting that it was, like, I just saw instantly, like, that's what she's helping other people get over. But that's what we do, right? Like, Aram, you did that. You struggled,
mm-hmm.
and then you help other people heal. And, you know, people who, whatever, have lost weight, help other people to lose weight. So Gentry is going to help people, like, totally shine. It sounds like she's going to be a coach.
I love, that is so cool. That is awesome. So, yes, you guys, many people got their scores raised today, but as you guys can see, we can't take more than the number of callers we already took today. If this is something you want to experience for yourself, it is, I mean, at $147, you can really begin to see some major changes in your life. And think about it. Whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, whatever it is that you want to manifest, what is it worth to you? You know, what is it worth having? And at $147, I think pretty much everybody can afford it. And the kind of results that people have reported with, in working with Robin, it's pretty incredible. And chances are very, very good that you will be able to accomplish that just with package A. And like I said, if you can, if you find that you can afford it, then take advantage of package B, which right now it is at the early bird price, and it's going to go up by $100 very soon. So just make sure you get this price while you can, at any price. I mean, frankly, people that have been able to manifest thousands of dollars or were able to get new jobs or whatever it was, you know, you look at that, and even if it's $500 for that session, it's still worth it, right? I mean, what is it worth? Whatever it is, your highest dream or goal is, what is that worth to you? And it's a beautiful exchange of energy that takes place for the hard work that Robin does for you in exchange for clearing your blocks. So that's how energy works in this universe anyway. So, Robin,
plus,
it was just so much fun.
They're going
and
to learn.
Light.
Sorry. I was just going to say you're going to have
Go ahead.
You're going to have a really full, lovely toolbox, too, that you can use for the rest of your life.
Beautiful.
That's my intention.
And that's what I love. That's I really love that because, you know, in this new energy that the universe is receiving right now, it's all about making people empowered, right? I mean, which is part of what you do already when you're helping them remove the blocks. But by giving them the tools so that they can really become their own healers, that is even more beautiful because that's what we are all shifting towards. So I love that. Again, if you guys want to get that link again, it's orderjoynow.com/Robin, R-O-B-I-N, and the number 21. And I love Robin myself. I'm going to be getting a session as well because I want to do some more stuff. There's some exciting things coming up for me, and I want to make sure that I am aligned and there's no resistance that's going to be sabotaging me. So I'm going to be doing that too. All right. Can't wait to hear about some more exciting results coming from you guys. Always excited to get your feedback. Please keep us posted. Let us know how you're doing with any of our healers. And also, if there's anything we can do for you, we're here to support you. We're here to love you, to make sure that you are taken care of. So please let us know. Our customer service email is always provided and any of the emails that you guys get from us. And with that, we are at the end of our time. So thank you so much for being here with us, Robin. Always, it's such a pleasure to have you. And all of you guys as well, thank you for being with us. And thank you for continuing to commit to your growth, to not settling and always reaching for what could be. So I'm so excited for the times that are coming forth because the energies, as you guys have been feeling, are super powerful and things are shifting so fast. It's incredible. So lots and lots of love to all of you guys. Take care and bye-bye.